ABC Southeast.
Part of life around Cooma through 1602 AM.
21 to 8 News and AM on your radio in 6 minutes' time. The University of Wollongong at Bega and Batemans Bay is looking for people keen to push their grey matter more in 2015. With classes set to resume in the coming weeks, there are spaces available in locally run sociology classes. Joining this shout-out for students is Dr. Jan Karp, who's the Sociology Coordinator for the Batemans Bay and Bega campuses. Thanks for your time this morning, Jan.
Yes, good morning.
What is sociology, if that's not too stupid a question to start with?
Well, I was just listening to your weather report and you mentioned all these towns or areas, regional areas connected to your radio station. Mm-hmm. A lot of them sound really interesting. I'm familiar with a lot of them. And we like to ask questions about, you know, those groups of people, what they're doing in their own lives, what's going on there, and how people in groups, Bega, Batemans Bay or much larger groups, actually accomplish things together. So how they're organising their communities to gain the outcomes that they want. But also what's really interesting is when people actually don't achieve what they're trying to do as a group. So it's almost an individual student is encouraged to look at society and how it's operating and its gifts and its negatives.
And perhaps the pressures on it, the social issues that it might be dealing with and how they impact on how a community works or doesn't work?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We look at all elements of it, so economic elements, inequality, culture, ethnicity, migration, globalisation, all those really big words, but it's an introductory course. So what we do is try to, you know, explain different themes that appear in the subject, controversies, of course, historical themes, and we distinguish between different problems that occur within different cultures.
How have you used your background in sociology?
Well, I've published, so my first work was on policing in New South Wales, and I looked at corruption and I looked at how the Wood Royal Commission influenced, affected the lives of police officers serving while that Royal Commission was going on, but particularly after the Royal Commission, what changes we instituted. The second piece was on interstate trucking. I didn't understand the industry, so I went on the road and spoke to the men in situ. I sat next to them and did long-haul trips. And out of that came a book that discussed their wages, discussed fatigue management, and recently discusses in articles that I've published mm-hmm. the use of GPS systems, the tracking of workers and how that affects their lives. And believe me, it's not always a negative outcome. You know, it's looking at workers not as victims, but actually as people who do achieve what they want to, but also what the problems are.
And your research has given the broader community a better understanding of these people and what they're wrestling with, in a way.
Yes, yep. And also I get to benefit, which is what I'm trying to do with my students, because I'm currently working on shearers in New South Wales and Western Victoria, and I actually thought, oh, the stories will be the same, or maybe it's not a project really worth doing. And then after spending many hours, and I've nearly completed a draft, I get to reflect on shearers' lives, and I hope my readers do too, about seasonal work and how they travel to work and the effect on their families.
Jen, as we've mentioned, sociology classes are being offered through the Bega and Batemans Bay campuses of the University of Wollongong. Who might be interested to come along to this? Who might benefit from being a part of one of your classes?
Yes, look, it sounds like anyone can enrol, and I wish that was the case. Of course, the university has its processes. You need to have been accepted into the university. So you've got to go through those applications. Mature age students, please have a look on the books and online about how you can get in. Or first or second or third year students can come and do sociology while they're doing law or a science subject. And then we get students, I spoke to one the other day who had done a whole year of geology and then wants to do sociology this year just to broaden his education, which I think's wonderful. But you do actually have to have, you know, those basic things to get accepted into uni. But once accepted and you get into the Bega Batemans Bay regional campuses, mm-hmm. this year we're offering a thing called a PASS program, which is peer-assisted study sessions. And these are actually group-led peer study groups. So the idea is that classmates can join together in a group outside of class
right.
and engage with the subject material. So we're not just throwing young, you know, or older students to the wolves. We actually have tutors there, and we have the PASS program, and you'll have my lectures. And so we're trying to offer as much support as we can.
And that discussion amongst the group would be really valuable, I imagine. How can people get more information about this and perhaps put their toe in the water?
They can contact me directly. I'm on the university website. I know enrolments are coming up. Or contact the enrolment centres at the University of Wollongong. But the resources are there. If you're sitting out there and you can come to university, please do.
If you'd like some more info, you can always call me too. 1300 810 222 here at ABC Southeast. Thanks for your time, Jan. Good luck with it. Stay in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Jan Karp there, who's the sociology